Back in Lethbridge, 2-1, the Hurricanes defeat the Blades tonight. Our live interview segment now, a presentation of Courtesy Plumbing and Heating. They have earned a reputation for doing the job right the first time. I'm joined by head coach Dan DeSilva. Your thoughts on that one tonight? I mean, you hung in. Ethan McCallum gave you every opportunity in the world to get something out of it, and unfortunately you couldn't generate enough offensively to make it happen.
Yeah, I mean, we couldn't generate anything offensively, honestly. And Ethan was our best player tonight, and I'm happy for him that way. Again, another loss for him on our group, but he was our best player, gave us a chance to win. His best game as a Blade for sure, and something to build off of for him. So that's the positive. We got a lot of work on. We're leaking chances like crazy. Our defensive zone coverage is horrendous, honestly. And we have too many passengers. Yeah, we have guys missing. We have guys gone, guys injured, whatever it may be. But we're not getting guys stepping up and playing the way we need to play to be successful in this league. And so we'll sit down, have some meetings with players one-on-one, and show them some video, and you know, hopefully try and right some wrongs here.
Okay, so I'm going to take a guess here. When you say those sorts of things, to me, better players have to be your better players, and they can't feel sorry for themselves because their buddies are gone and not available right now.
Yeah, your best players got to be your best players. I'm not a guy that accepts excuses or that type of behavior or reasoning for not showing up and competing. You're going to have off nights. Yeah, you're not going to maybe have your legs or your hands or whatever, but you know, there's a lot of pride in this logo and what we've created here over the last few years, and you know, it's I'm not seeing it right now, so we got to, you know, get back to the drawing board. It's not the end of the world. The sun will come up tomorrow, and you know, we'll be ready for Regina on Friday.
And the younger guys, I mean, it's hard to get down on them because they're not usually put into bigger roles, but here's an opportunity with a bigger role. Step up and grab it.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what you'd like to see. And I mean, like you said, we have a lot of young guys in our, especially up front, right? And that are getting a lot of opportunity and maybe playing more than they have as of late. So it's not easy. It's not an easy league to step into, you know, 16, 17 years old and play at this pace. You're playing against some, you know, NHL drafted signed players that are veterans in this league. So it's not easy. But, you know, I just thought that, again, we're not establishing our game right now. We're still turning too many pucks over in the neutral zone. We're not getting any pucks in behind them, and we're spending all game in our end, and that's not a recipe for success.
It's not a recipe for success. It's not Blades hockey, which is, you know, it's sort of a catchphrase, but this Blades hockey has always been, over the last number of years, strong defense, and then that leads to the offense.
Yeah, for sure, and that's, you know, that's what we're missing right now. It's you know, it's ugly in our end, and then we're struggling to getting into their end. We're trying to do too much through the neutral zone, not recognizing situations where we need to just manage a puck and get it deep and start grinding them down, which, you know, our identity is ground and pound and wear teams down and get our cycle game going, but you're not seeing it right now. And so it's an area we need to practice, an area we need to focus on. And, you know, we have two more games here before the break and two opportunities, you know, to have good efforts. And so the messaging will be, you know, we didn't have a great trip here. It wasn't our best two games, but we have two more to end the break off on strong.
I'm going to leave it at that. Dan, thanks for this. Thank you for coming upstairs. We'll see you shortly.
Thanks, Liz.
Head coach Dan DeSilva joining me here on the live interview segment.